This podcast is being brought to you by Gilbert Funeral Home in Marion, Kentucky, proudly serving our community since 1976. Go Rockets!
We're back for another pregame podcast. Crittenden County hosts Ballard Memorial this week. The Rockets come into this game needing a victory to avoid a first-round matchup with Owensboro Catholic. The loser of this game will have to play Owensboro, and the winner will likely get Hancock County in the opening round. The Rockets beat Ballard last season 28-14 down at Le Center, and this time they come to Marion for a 7 p.m. kickoff in this game. The Bombers come in at 4-3 and 1-2 in the district, and the Rockets are 3-4 and 1-1 in the district. Coach Starnes, this is a big game, and I know Ballard has some weapons that have the coaching staff concerned.
Yeah, I mean, they're a good football team. I think the coach has done a good job with them. They're playing with a lot of emotion, a lot of intensity. They look like they're playing harder. They have some decent weapons that I think they match up well. They have a running back that I think is a tough running back, and he's quick. I think his name is Mason Weir, number 9. Trevor Langston's their quarterback, and he does an excellent job. He throws the ball well. Their scheme, I think, presents a lot of problems for us. They run play action quite a bit. The quarterback also runs the ball well, so he breaks contain quite a bit. Throws the ball well on the run, and then they have a couple receivers. I think they're brothers, Bledsoe brothers that catch the ball, and so it presents a lot of problems for us offensively. And I think defensively, they're quick, they're aggressive, they run a 4-man front. Sometimes they'll play 4 linebackers. Sometimes they'll play 2, but their front line is aggressive. They charge. They penetrate. So. I think it's two teams that are very evenly matched.
Coming into this game, they are on paper, it appears to be very closely matched. And although Crittenden returns a lot of players from last season, so do the Bombers. And that game at Ballard last year was a pretty close football game, really. 28-14, a 2-touchdown game, but I think it was very highly contested, and we had some kids hurt last year. Now this time we come into the game, and we've got some people kind of banged up too. Stefan Cozart may be questionable for the game. He has a bad ankle, and 2 or 3 other guys, Coach Starnes.
Yeah, and Lane Wallace has a bad ankle. We have a couple kids that are banged up and a little injured, and Grant Gardner has a bum ankle. So, it's very simple. I mean, this is a huge game. It's going to mean a lot to both teams. And really, Ballard, I expect them to come in very hungry for this win. They think that I'm sure their coaching staff has put it in their head that this is going to be a milestone for their program because they haven't beaten us, I think since 2002 maybe.
Right.
And so I think I think they thought they had a shot at it last year. And all of us are trying to get to the Murray-Caldwell level right now. And I think that this is a milestone that they can say that they took their first step to. And so, they're playing not to go to Owensboro Catholic. I think last year, they might have went to Owensboro Catholic because they had to beat us.
Yeah.
If they would have beaten us, they would have gone to Hancock. So they meant something last year. So we're not as healthy as we need to be, but we've challenged some kids and put some kids in there. But it comes down to, I think, who's going to want it the most, and who's going to make things happen, and who's going to play the hardest.
Of course, when we've played Ballard over the last 2 or 3 decades, we wanted it the most. They've only beaten us twice since somewhere in the 1970s. Crittenden's all-time series record is 25-9. The Rockets lead that. And Crittenden has won 24 of the last 27 games. And, of course, when they had the Arnold boys back in 2001, 2002, the two brothers there, they beat us a couple of years in a row when Jack Haskins was there. Actually, I think they beat us three times in a row, beat us twice in regular season, once in the playoffs.
Yes, they did.
And, other than that, we've had their number. And this week is going to be a challenge to stop this offense, Coach Clark. And I know you've got your defense ready to go. And they do run a lot of play action stuff. And they can throw the Bledsoe boys are the receivers. There's two of them, Dre and Devin. And the Ware boy is a 1,000-yard rusher already this season. So, you know, what are you going to do, huh?
Yeah, well, you said it all. Chris, you said it all ready, right there. We have our hands full, really, to defend the offense and what they present. And they are well coached. The coach up there is coming, I think it's his second year, and he's done a good job of putting a team together. And he's got several weapons. I mean, we talk about the Bledsoe brothers and receivers, you know, but they have a couple other receivers that they can throw the ball to as well. But the Weir kid is a hard-running running back. He gets an open space. He's hard to tackle, and he's got really good speed. The quarterback is excellent at play action, and he'll get the defense sucked in on a run fake, and then he boots out of there, puts pressure on our ends, and he's looking to dump it off the fullback and a dragging tight end. So we do have a plan, you know, for what they present, and it'll be on us. I mean, we'll have to force the issue, and you know, the deciding factor for me right now will be how we play up front, how we scrape, get to the football, how we contain the quarterback, how we don't get sucked in on a run fake. Our DBs will have to play disciplined and do their check downs, but. You know, we've had a good week of practice, despite the fact it's been fall break. We got senior night on Friday night. We have a few injuries, and we're challenging a few kids, you know, to step up into some positions that maybe they haven't played or had a lot of reps at. But you know, we're excited for the challenge, you know, we have a lot of seniors on this team, and we expect them to rise to the occasion and get everyone else on board, and you know, have a good football game.
Anybody expect to play this week that maybe hasn't been a starter that's found a spot in the rotation?
Well, there's a possibility. You know, Zach Knight has last couple weeks. He is he's continued to improve, and he stayed the course, and he's worked hard, and you know, he's got some good skills. He's quick. He runs hard, and he wants to do good. And you know, he's looking at getting some reps. Friday night, Jacob Young also could be getting in as a man there. Dugan Overfield could be looking at getting some reps at defensive end as well. We spent a lot of time this week getting those guys ready, and you know, told them today, you know, whoever it is that gets in there and gets the job done is the one to be on the field. So they know what they got to do, and we'll see if they get out there and do it.
Yeah, there was a time or two last week I had to kind of watch Knight during the play against Murray, and he looked like he, technique-wise, is pretty good. He's come a long way. His first year he's played. He's played a baseball for Crittenden County for, I think, ever since he was a freshman. But he had three solos, assist, tackle for loss, and a caused fumble last week against Murray, so a pretty solid game for Zach.
Yeah, that's the kind of kid he is. He flies around. I mean, he's got these skills, but he just, you know, this has been his first year playing. I would have loved for him to have played in our system, you know, his whole career, but we're glad to have him out this year. And, you know, it's just a matter of technique and being able to funnel those skills, you know, into a consolidated effort so that, you know, he's not getting faked out or playing the wrong technique or whatever.
Coach Starnes is coming down to the wire here, three games left. This will be our next to last district game. But looking at these district standings right now, of course, Murray and Caldwell play one another this Friday night, which will be the big game to determine who wins our district. And this game we have with Ballard will determine the 2 and 3 seed, 3 and 4 seed. It looks like Reedland will be the odd team out this year, so far winless in the district. Over on the other side, in the other half of the first region, in the second district, Owensboro Catholic is leading the way. They're the top-ranked team in Class 2A right now, and very solid. Looks like they'll win the district over there. Hancock County's probably a certain to win second place, and then Union and Butler will round out the top four. McLean County's winless. It looks like they're the odd team out over in that side. So this is a big game this week. I know we want to try to go back to Hancock County, where last year we really had a shot to win that game. Overtime loss, and then Hancock even took Owensburg Catholic last year down to the final second. So this is there's a big difference between Hancock County and Owensburg. 30 minutes. You still get to stop at moonlight, but it's 30 minutes farther to go to Hancock County, but probably a little easier football game.
Yeah, but you know, Chris, I mean, the situation for us is that, you know, we still have two district ball games left. We have to secure Ballard right now in order for us to be at least third. Then we have a shot at Caldwell that could put us at second and have a home field advantage. So, I mean, there's a lot to play for. We're not conceding the fact yet that we're gonna be at Hancock or Owensboro Catholic because we're going to prepare just as hard for Caldwell as we have for every other game. The thing, though, is that this game right now becomes the most important game that we have played this year. It's senior night. It is. It's going to be possibly the last home game that these seniors will ever play in their career in front of their home fans. And it has to mean a lot to them. And I know later on in life it's going to mean a lot to them how they finish their career at home. And so we've got to prepare our kids that way. We've worked on it this week. And we have to understand that we can't take this team lightly, and we're not going to take this team lightly. Coaching staff hasn't, so we won't let them. This is a huge game for Crittenden County football to this date, if not the most important right now.
Certainly is the most important game this week, and we'll have several things going on. It's Pink Out Friday night as well. As senior night, that this is something we've started a couple of years ago, an annual event. Tell us a little bit about what's planned for Pink Out.
Well, we're just going to honor those individuals that have had cancer this year. We're football players, coaching staff, going to wear some pink just to show that our respect and what it means for everyone, because October is Pink Out Month. Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and so therefore we're going to do what we can. You know, in the past we've had organized statewide events, and this year it's going to be locally, and we're just going to have our players wear pink.
And that's wristbands and
chin straps, socks, anything.
Chin straps.
We have about 10 of them, so we select some of them to put pink chin straps on. So the kids enjoy it. The kids, you know, I mean, they understand what it's about. Cancer has affected every one of our families, maybe not breast cancer, but some sort of cancer. So we understand that we have a duty and a responsibility to do what we can to help out just a little bit.
And Coach Clark, this being senior night, I know this one has it's kind of a bittersweet event for you. Your last boy, last senior night, last home game. So I know that's tough, isn't it, in a way?
It is tough, you know. It seemed like we've had Dylan or Devin playing for a long time. And, you know, to come to the point where, you know, it is their last home football game, and, you know, just watch Devin grow through the years and, you know, develop into, you know.
A homecoming king. Last week, crowned homecoming king.
A good kid and plays hard, loves football, you know, and loves everything about Crittenden County High School and this community. And, you know, it is tough, you know, because what next? You know, and his mom and I, we try not to talk about it because it's, you know, we're fixing to go to some uncharted water as far as that goes. But it's, you know, it's part of his journey, and we know it's, you know, something that we'll go through and celebrate with him, and along with the rest of the seniors. Yeah. You know, it's, you've seen these kids grow up over the years, and you get close to them, you have them over the house, and, you know, you feed them and you spend time with them, and, you know, they're like family. Mm-hmm. You know, every single one of them, and they're a good group of kids.
You know, it seems like Stephon's been around the football program forever. You know, there was a lot of anticipation about him coming into high school. You know, he's such a good youth player. And as well as these other guys, Bobby Knox. You know, these guys had great, great seasons when they were in junior pro. And speaking of that, I just, you know, I can't help but think when Devin was in junior pro football, and even before, I remember he was a chunk as a little kid. I mean, he was a chunk, but now he's tall and lean, and it's unbelievable the transformation
he's made. I think he still wears some of the same clothes he had in sixth grade. Because they fit him now.
But it is special to watch these guys. I've watched them over the last 25 years. And this is a special bunch to me, I think. It seems like there was such great anticipation for this group from the time they were in Little League until now. And you know, they've had a tough schedule this time. Their last 2 years, their record may not have been quite what they had hoped for. But we've got three games left. We can finish with a 500 season. We win the next three. I know it's going to be a tough chore, but like you say, we have hopes of even winning this game, winning Caldwell County. Then we've got Madisonville, who's not quite as good as they were last year, to round out the season. And we want to say a special thank you for the Pink Out and all the efforts that this program has put forth in coordinating a statewide effort last year and then doing this every year here at Crittenden County. Coach Starnes, any closing comments on this ball game?
Yeah, we just need everybody to come out and support the Rockets. This is a big game for us. It is our senior night. We want to honor those seniors that we have. I think there's 15 of them. We have 14 players. Maggie Harrison's a senior, make 15 as a manager. And so we want to honor those people. Plus, I think other fall sports are having their some of those are having their senior night as well. So, you know, come out and support the Rockets. We need all the help that we can get and make sure that bring us home a victory, because we're going to play hard. And it's one thing about this group of guys. They might not have won as many games as people expect or expected them to, but they've played hard every week, and they've done everything that we've asked them to. So, you know, we're very proud of them.
Just to run down these senior players we've got this year so we don't leave anybody out. Dugan Overfield, Stephon Cozart, Austin Dunkerson, Gus Heindrick, Ryan McDowell, Eli Bebout, Devin Clark, Zach Knight, Bobby Knox, Grant Gardner, Josh Gaston, Dustin Roberts, Clint Asbridge, and Pepper Stowe are our seniors.
And Maggie Harrison.
Oh, and Maggie. Maggie. Yeah,
she's a senior manager. So, and it's a good group of seniors. It's a large group. It's probably one of the largest we've had in years. Probably the second largest that I can remember having here at Crittenden County. It's going to be an honor for these young men and women to honor them and say that farewell to the last home event that they could possibly have. So, like I said, that means something, and it'll mean something later on in life.
All right, good luck this week, fall break. We need everybody that's left in town to be there.